Thank you so much, and welcome back to Titillating Sports on Sports Byline, coast to coast, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. As I mentioned, it's always great every year to catch up with the winners of the Morgan Wooten Player of the Year Award. Of course, they pick one of the five McDonald's All-Americans, and let's start off with the winner in the boys category, and that is Lonzo Ball, the best point guard in the nation. And remember, the game, the McDonald's All-Star Games will begin on Wednesday at the United Center in Chicago. The girls' game tips off at 5:30, the boys' game at 8 p.m. What's it like, Lonzo, knowing you're going to be on the same hardwood that Michael Jordan was on?
You know, it's truly an honor. You know, obviously Michael Jordan's the best player ever to play in the game, and the fact that we get to play on the same court that he played on is just an honor.
You know, I was reading about you, and you're a guy that all your teachers, your principal, they all talk about what a high character guy you are. And you were coaching other kids as early as the eighth grade. You started coaching when you were an eighth grader. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, you know, just trying to help the kids out, you know, teach them a few things. And if you like to play basketball, you know, I can help you out. You know, got a positive attitude, and I'm just trying to help kids get better.
Well, I know you're a SoCal guy, and you've committed to go to UCLA, which, of course, has the great pedigree from John Wooden and all the great stars from there. And I heard that your game is sort of modeled after maybe a Russell Westbrook, who was also a Bruin. I'm sure you were up to your chin in recruitment letters. How was it that the UCLA was the choice?
Well, I knew I wanted to stay home because, you know, I love California. And then I met the coaches. And I fell in love with them. It's just the atmosphere out there. I really like it. And I thought I could help them out.
So now when I think about Westbrook, I think about a guy who really likes to slash to the rim. Being a point guard, though, of course, you have to be the floor general. You have to distribute and maybe get a little Steph Curry in your game with the three with the three ball as well. How much do you think Steph has changed the way that you guys think about taking those long shots?
Yeah, I think Steph Curry made that just natural for everybody.
You got another California guy there in Josh Jackson, who's up from up here in Napa. And, you know, you think about all the other guys that are McDonald's All-Americans, Missouri, Arkansas, North Carolina. But what's it like sort of being, you know, knowing that the whole country is involved in this type of thing?
You know, it's great. You know, McDonald's does a great job getting all the players from everywhere over here. And the fact that we're all on the same court is just that much better.
All right, and finally, you know, we always hear about guys who are one and done, and I don't blame them. I would be a one and done guy, too, if I was going to be a lottery pick. But is there a plan right now?
You know, that's the plan. Hopefully I go one and done.
All right, very good, very honest. And finally, I know you got to run here. What are some of the things? Nobody's a perfect player, and you're still in high school. So what are some of the things you really need to work at?
I'm trying to work on my handle right now because being a big guard, you know, the little guard is going to press up on me, and I got to be able to handle that.
Yeah, 6'6" at point guard. Lonzo Ball, hey, man, congratulations on winning the Morgan Wooten Player of the Year Award. Best of luck at UCLA, and well, I guess we'll see you in the NBA pretty soon, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, that's Lonzo Ball there.